The temperatures and floodwaters rise, the records fall.
People in Russia and Pakistan battle nightmarish extremes in weather.
Forest fires have killed at least 25 people and left thousands homeless in central Russia as heat wave grips much of the country.
The latest aerial footage from Pakistan showing what's being called the flood of the century.
While Pakistan's disaster has implications for the security of the entire region,
Russia's drought and out-of-control wildfires are already sending smoke across the northern hemisphere and causing grain prices to spike worldwide.
Fires and floods.
The Weather Channel meets the Book of Genesis. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. 2010's biblical weather, the fires and the floods this time. It's Monday, August 9th. Good morning.
At least, if nothing else, it's an environmental disaster that is a result of Mother Nature and not man.
I was reading the situation in Russia is as significant environmentally as what's going on in the Gulf.
Wow, that's incredible. Yeah. Well, let's get a check of the news, and that's right at the top. In Russia, record-breaking heat is fueling those wildfires. Officials say in the last 24 hours, 270 new fires have started. In Moscow, the smog is so thick that flights from the international airport have been grounded. Drought conditions may have forced the government to cancel the export of grains, so there's enough grain for the domestic market.
And it's a ripple effect all over the globe. We're joined now by Javier Blas, commodities correspondent for the Financial Times. Javier, good morning.
Good morning.
So there was a huge spike last week in wheat prices because of what's going on in Russia. What's going on today?
Prices have taken a pause because farmers are selling on the rally. But at the end of the day, Russia is a huge wheat producer and a major exporter for the hungry nations of the Middle East and North Africa. The shortage, as you said, has prompted the Russian government to impose an embargo, and prices are hovering around a two-year high today.
All right, more talk about the ripple effect of the situation in Russia. It's certainly a macro effect on the entire global economy. Javier Blas, stay with us. We'll be back with you in a moment.
A Christian charity says this morning it has no plans to leave Afghanistan despite the murder of 10 of its members of the medical aid team there. 10 members, including 6 Americans, were killed by the Taliban during a medical mission. And it's going to be a busy week at the Guantanamo Detention Center. The Pentagon is holding military trials for 2 detainees. One is Canadian, going on trial for killing a U.S. soldier in Afghanistan, and the other is an alleged aide to Osama bin Laden. The hearings will be the first held during the Obama administration. And the Gulf of Mexico well is dead from the top. Now BP engineers are trying to make sure they kill it from the bottom, too. Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen tells CBS News, although work on the leak is almost done, the cleanup around the Gulf will not be abandoned.
If you're in Barataria Bay or the Chandelier Islands or Mississippi Sound or see the oil coming ashore on the beaches of Alabama and Florida, what you need to understand is we're going to keep cleaning it up.
Relief wells are expected to be finished sometime this week.
A week into their summer break, members of the House have to return to Capitol Hill tomorrow to vote on that $26 billion jobs bill. Supporters say it will save the jobs of as many as 145,000 teachers. For the first time, a woman will run one of the nation's 16 major intelligence agencies. Seems a little late, if you ask me. 16 agencies. Letitia Long is being elevated today to director of the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency. The NGA creates three-dimensional interactive maps of every spot on the planet. North Korea fired over 100 rounds of artillery today near its disputed sea border with South Korea. It comes hours after North Korea seized a South Korean fishing boat and its 7-man crew near another disputed sea border. Tensions rising there. Elections taking place in Rwanda today amid accusations that President Paul Kagame has silenced his opponents to stay in power. Asian markets are mixed this morning. European indices are up. Futures are up for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 10,653. The S&P opens at 1,121. And the NASDAQ opens at 2,288. This morning, we're thinking about the Grateful Dead and the influence they've had on the music business and really as wide-ranging as the Internet. After the passing of Jerry Garcia 15 years ago, we're going to take a look at the Grateful Dead. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE and give us your dead memories at that number.
We're also going to take a look at the fires in Russia and the impacts it may have both on the economy and on the environment.